Psalm 99, verses 1 and 2 says, "The Lord reigns. Let the peoples tremble. He is enthroned above the cherubim. Let the earth shake. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is exalted above all the peoples." Praise the Lord. Psalm 99, verses 1 and 2. Hey, happy Sunday. Good to see you. It is Joey Kroll. Welcome to Sunday worship on this final Sunday of October. Can you believe that November starts on Tuesday? Whew. It's a flying by, I'll tell you. Hey, if you're not too familiar with Sunday worship, it's a program that focuses on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. I'll tell you what, I think you will be blessed here in the next 30 minutes. Got some wonderful Christ-centered music on the way. Right now it's music from Selah right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio.
Oh, our hearts always hunger for.
Yeah, that is Selah and wonderful, merciful Savior singing about Jesus today. Thanks so much for having your radio tuned to Sunday Worship. I'm your host, Joey Kroll, and I saw this story several months ago, and I just kept it because I thought it was a beautiful, beautiful story. At the beginning of an academic school year, there was a school principal in a small town who pledged to learn all the names of her students in her school, all 600 of them. And anyone who doubted her ability or resolve could look at her track record, because during the previous year, she had learned the names of 700 students, and prior to that, 400 kids in a different school. I don't know about you, but talk about a memory, because I don't even know who I am half the time. But think about this. Think of what it must have felt and meant to these kids to be recognized and greeted by name. Think about that. Psalm 139 says, "You have searched me, Lord, and you know me." Verse 3, "You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways." Friend, when it seems that no one else knows you or cares who you are, remember Jesus. He knows us by name. He longs for us to know him in a personal way. Friend, our Father in heaven sees us through his eyes of love and cares about every detail of our life.
Thank you for this love, Lord. Thank you for the nail-pierced hands. Wash me in your cleansing flow. Now all I know, your forgiveness and embrace. Worthy is the Lamb.
And you are listening to my dad, Joey Kroll, on Sunday Worship.
Say thanks for the things you have done for me, things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, yeah, I owe it all right now to thee, to God.
That's right. We've come to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thanks so much for listening and joining me today here on Sunday Worship. Tell you what, when you buy a nice piece of jewelry, it's often tucked into a setting of black or dark colored velvet, and it's designed that way so that your attention is immediately drawn to the beauty of the jewelry. Have you ever noticed that? Because if the packaging were highly decorated and gaudy looking, it would compete with the beauty of the treasure. Okay, you with me? See, friend, when we do things for Christ, it's not about us. It's about His glory. The less obvious we are, the more brilliant He becomes. So as we prepare for a brand new week starting tomorrow, let the brilliance of the treasure of Christ shine through you as you live for Him.
Your love is a mystery. How you gently lift me when I am surrounded. Your love carries me. Your love is surprising. I can feel it rising. All this joy that's growing deep inside of me. And every time I see you, all your goodness shines through. I can feel this God song rising up in me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes me sing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your love makes me sing. Your love is amazing, steady and unchanging. Your love is a mountain firm beneath my feet. Your love is a mystery, how you gently lift me. When I am surrounded, your love carries me. Your love is surprising, I can feel it rising. All this joy that's growing deep inside of me. And every time I see you, all your goodness shines through. I can feel this God song rising up in me.
That's a group called Mercy's Well, and Hallelujah, Your Love is Amazing. It's Joey Kroll fellowshipping with you today on today's edition of Sunday Worship in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. Probably one of my favorites. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. Did you get that today? For it is by grace you have been saved. Through faith. You know, Amy Carmichael, who was a famous Christian missionary in India, I think it was, she said one time on God's Grace, she says, "Thank God he does not measure grace out in teaspoons."
Till he returns or calls me home.
That's right. No power of hell, no scheme of man could ever pluck me from his hand. I just love that. That's Phillips, Craig, and Dean with the In Christ Alone medley. Hey there, radio friend. It is Joey Kroll here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. And hey, mark it down on your calendar for Saturday and Sunday, November the 12th and the 13th. We're getting ready for a Creation Museum Ark Encounter bus trip. Again, taking place Saturday and Sunday, November the 12th and the 13th. The cost is $165. That pretty much covers the deluxe motor coach, the hotel accommodations, the ticket to the Creation Museum, the Ark Encounter as well. It pretty much covers quite a bit. Yeah, so Mark and the team here has been kind of putting this together in the last couple of weeks. If you're interested, we have some information posted right there at our homepage, at our website, greatnewsradio.org. All the information you kind of need to know, where we're staying at, and the pretty much the itinerary. So all this is still kind of in the works, but you can at least get the initial information. Just visit our website, greatnewsradio.org, or you can just call Karen in the front office tomorrow, 217-367-7777. Well, friend, I appreciate your time and your attention here on the final Sunday of our October. Don't forget, coming up next Sunday, just want to give you a quick heads up, daylight savings time, which means we fall back in our next Sunday. So heads up on that. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.